Ventnor City Planning Board meeting, January 27th, 2025.
If everyone could take their seats, please. I'd like to welcome everyone to the March 27th, 2025 meeting of the Ventnor City Planning Board. It is now in session. This meeting is being held in accordance with due public notice thereof and pursuant to the New Jersey State Sunshine Law. Notice of this meeting was advertised in the press and the Current, and a copy of same has been posted on the bulletin board in the municipal building. At this time, we will rise and salute the flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Will our board administrator please call the roll?
Joe Iannuzelli. Jay Cook.
Here.
Peter Taco.
Here.
Tim Coop.
Here.
Wendy Bartlett. Jessica Stilley.
Here.
Absent are Mayor Kribel, Commissioner Langraff, Roman Zabi Hutch, Lorraine Salata, Dan Smith III, Mike Wiesen, and Greer Gaskell.
Okay. At this time, we have the adoption of the last minutes of the meeting of the minutes of the last meeting, pardon me. That would be January 8th. Are there any motions or for change or amendment to that? If not, may I have a motion for adoption?
I'll make the motion.
All those in favor? One abstention? All those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? There's no opposition, therefore the minutes are hereby adopted. There is, one, two, three, four, five. There are six resolutions to be adopted this evening. I will go down the list. First of all, yes, I would go down the list and then we'll do it this way. The resolutions are P3 of 2025, P4 of 2025, P5 of 2025, P6 of 2025, P7 of 2025, and P8 of 2025. Are there any changes or amendments to said resolutions?
Mr. Chairman, I have one comment or one correction. Let's explore agenda real quick.
Yes.
First of all, the minor subdivision committee, I know we appointed that. Is that the same as last year?
Yes.
It's the same, okay. So that's correct. P7, which was the Ventnor Holdings LLC, 4900 Wellington Avenue, the attorney called me this morning. I try and get them drafts in advance. He had a family emergency. He just got back in the office today. He said, "I'm sure it's fine. When do you guys meet again?" I said, "Well, we're back here in 2 weeks, so we're going to hold that one. It's not going to slow them down." So we'll adopt that at our February meeting in 16 days. So P7, 2025, the Ventnor Holdings will...
We're going to strike that.
We're going to strike that, and then P8, I'll just change the number on that to P7. That's 111 South Cambridge Avenue, and I'll get Carmel a new cover page that says so.
So let the record reflect that what is on our agenda, which is elicited, which is specifically stated as P7, 2025, Ventnor Holdings, 4900 Wellington Avenue, will become P8 and will be adopted at the next meeting that will be held. P8, which is now, which is elicited in this particular agenda, which is 111 South Cambridge Avenue, will become P7, 2025, and will be adopted this evening. So that change will reflect, and the minutes are, the record is now reflecting that as well. So at this time, elicited and read by the chairman, and then corrected by the chairman and the solicitor, may I have a motion to adopt said resolutions?
I'll
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Abstained.
Oh, you have one abstention, so, at this point, the ayes have it, hereby, the resolutions are hereby adopted, and P8 will be held next meeting. We have one additional thing, is an oath, a swearing in. I'd like to welcome, Mr.
Iazanelli.
Iazelli. I have to pronounce that very well, Joe, who is our current, he's a representative of the fire department. He's our current fire inspector, in the city as well, and a very qualified individual who's now been appointed to become a member of our board. I'd first like to welcome you, and, then I'd like to have you sworn in with our solicitor, please.
Okay, Mr. Iazelli, if you could just stand up, raise your right hand, and then I've given you, you can just repeat after me. I state your name.
I, Joseph Iazelli.
Do solemnly swear or affirm?
Solemnly swear or affirm.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States?
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey?
The Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same? And the governments established in the United States?
Governments established in the United States.
And in this state? Under the authority of the people? Under the authority of the people? And that I will faithfully, impartially, and justly perform all the duties of the office of, planning board member? According to the best of my ability? And then optionally, so help me God. Thank you, I appreciate it. You can just get that form, welcome.
Joe, welcome again. At this time, there is one application this evening, and that is of, 108 South Victoria Avenue. Mr. Callahan, you representing?
I do.
Okay, now, as you can see, due to illness and so on, we have one board member, we're short one, of the seven. You are welcome to proceed, or you can elect, if you wish, to postpone till a full board is here.
We're going to postpone, because initially we were going to get rid of the rooftop deck. And if approved, go back in 6 months to do a rooftop deck. But talking with the clients, they'd like to just do it one fell swoop to see if it's a go up or a go down. And that was our intention tonight. With six board members, as the board knows, you need 2/3, so I need 5 yes votes. Doesn't present the clients with what they're entitled to. So we would ask for adjournment tonight to give the opportunity for the board to have a full board available to hear the case.
So that,
so you're of the opinion that the rooftop deck would require a use, a D variance for use?
I would believe so. It's not, doesn't seem like it's permitted. And last month when we did the 111 Cambridge, even though that was an expansion of a non-conforming use, there was still 2 use variances, rooftop deck and the expansion. So I presume that the same rationale applies now, that a rooftop deck is not a permitted use in and of itself.
Not permitted use.
Okay, Roger, do you concur?
Yes.
Roger concurs. Leo, your opinion on this? We're in agreement. I mean, the applicant has their choice.
If it's a, I agree. It's unfortunate. I know there's some people here, but we can't force someone to proceed when we don't have a full board, which is no fault of anyone, here.
We have certain members just for the public, those that cannot participate in the use variance because they're involved in the city government and other parts are, is that we have people that are deathly ill right now and they don't want to be, you don't want to be around them because they, you know what they have. That's the other side of the coin. So that's how we are with the way we are. And, Carmella?
Yes.
When can we reassign this case?
I have availability, February 12th or the 24th. 24th, you're already going to be here.
here on February 12th also, so.
Oh, yeah, either way.
Either one, whichever the board prefers, I'm fine.
Up to you, February 12th is fine.
12th is a Wednesday, correct?
Yes.
Yes. So, we shall.
All right, does everyone here understand that, February 12th? So for anyone in the audience, February 12th, I assume you're not gonna renotice, correct? So this is, everyone here, or not here, who will listen to the tape, this is the official announcement. This matter is gonna be carried to February 12th, Wednesday night, 6:30 PM in this room. The applicant will not be required to republish and renotice. And we'll do our best to, you know, to make some calls and make sure we get a full board here so we can move this matter along.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Yeah, as long as you don't speak on this application. Yeah, general public comment, not on the application.
Since they have members of the public, pardon me for one second, please. There are members of the public here. We will not hear any comment on this application. However, if somebody wishes to make comment to the board will entertain the comment. Does anybody wish to make any comment before the board? Not pertaining to this application?
Did you request?
Hearing none, the public portion of this meeting is now closed. Board members, may I have a motion for adjournment, please?
Motion.
Second, may I have a second? All those in favor? This meeting is hereby adjourned. We're done. Kaput.